What time is it? It's the new year, and it's time to take stock of your life and make your creative plans. Temperatures might be dropping, but it is the season to heat up your creativity. Welcome to The Modern Creative Woman, exploring the art and science of creativity. This is the podcast for women who want to elevate their creativity and start applying creative thinking in their everyday life. I'm your hostess and creativity expert, Dr. Amy Backus. I'm a licensed psychologist and a registered and board-certified art therapist. At The Modern Creative Woman, we are helping you, the modern woman, harness the power of creativity. Through our conversations and insight, I'll provide simple tricks and practices that will help take the mystery out of the creative process, so you can start each day feeling empowered, creative, and ready to take on whatever comes your way. Let's get started. If you're new here, welcome in. I'm your hostess, Dr. Amy Backus. For the last 26 years, I've been helping women live bold, creative lives through neuroaesthetics, art therapy, and creative thinking. I'm the founder of The Modern Creative Woman, where we are on a mission to inspire women to use creativity in their everyday lives. If you're a longtime listener, welcome back. I'm so thankful to have you on this audio creativity journey with me. The season of internal reflection is upon us, and winter definitely brings the opportunity for us to rest, reflect, and certainly nourish ourselves before we bloom again in the spring. Today, we're taking a deep dive into one of the most powerful creative places that you can be. Your passport is unnecessary to get to this place. I think you're going to like it. First, let me give you some updates from the Modern Creative Woman headquarters. You may have noticed that the Modern Creative Woman has been in the news all over the United States. We got picked up by dozens of news outlets talking about how we can use the power of gratitude to feel better and really contribute to peace within ourselves, our homes, and our communities. Gratitude speaks so much to what we are craving to feel. We want to feel good, and we need to be able to focus on what's working in our lives instead of what's not working. There's so much emphasis on the negative aspects of our social and our personal lives that we are in need of tools that contribute to a more peaceful inner life, family life, community life, and a worldwide experience. Now, gratitude and creativity can provide the focus on meaning and purpose that we really, truly need. If you have yet to join the 21-Day Gratitude Challenge, I want to personally invite you. You can download the workbook and share it widely with your community. It's free on the Modern Creative Woman website. You don't have to log in, make a password, or even give me your email. It's all free. I want this to be useful for you. And it's copyright free, so you can share with your friends, family, students, clients. If you're using the 21-Day Gratitude Challenge, I would love if you would post about it and tag me or message me on Instagram so I can hear how you're using it and what it's done for you and the people around you. I'm also celebrating a few anniversaries this year that seem pretty important to me. We just began our third year of the Modern Creative Woman community. That's so exciting to me. I'm so happy. I will be celebrating my 30th anniversary with my husband. He is definitely a modern creative man. And also in 2024, I'll be celebrating my 28th year of being an art therapist. If you are a woman who is tired of feeling stuck, uninspired, or even resentful, and if you're ready to elevate your professional and personal creativity, I want to direct you to two complimentary videos about creativity and aesthetics. Aurora Davoli from Girl Boss Paris and I hosted two creativity classes, and you can catch the replay on moderncreativewoman.com, or you can find the link in the show notes. Let me know what you think. Are you curious about the most powerful creative place that you can be? The place requires no passport, no plane ticket. It is a place of observation and perspective. We're talking today about cultivating a state of flow, tapping into the present moment, and going a little bit deeper to see yourself as the context for your life. Finally, I offer a creativity approach to understanding yourself more, and it deals with the Roman god Janus. Let's start with creative flow. When was the last time you engaged in something you truly loved where time kind of flew by? Maybe it was making art, baking, gardening, writing, having fun, playing, riding your bike. Flow is a concept created by Mihály Csíkszentmihályi. He's a Hungarian researcher who devoted his career to understanding this incredibly desirable state of being. It's what he called the psychology of optimal experience. The concept of flow will enhance both your personal life and your work, your ability to produce and stay focused. Flow is a mental state when you're performing some activity and you just become fully immersed. You have this feeling of energized focus or full involvement in what you're doing, plus a little bit of enjoyment of the activity. That mode of experience is considered complete absorption in what you're doing and a transformation in how you perceive time. Flow states include really intense focus in regard to the task that you're working on. And there is a plethora of research about flow states. And when you've experienced it, you can tell that it's pleasurable because the effort of doing the task really evaporates because of the focus. Your focus takes priority. Time seems to slip away, and we feel energized, relaxed, and even tranquil after that experience of flow, even though the activity requires effort. We hear about a runner's high. That's essentially flow in the mind. It also happens in the body based on what biological processes are happening when people run. We can experience flow simply doing what we love. One essential component is making contact with the present moment. And the present moment is always there for you. All you have to do is reach out and get into it. You can do it in your car, in bed, going for a walk, doing your work. And flow is essentially a very heightened aspect of present moment awareness. And if you want to know more about present moment awareness, you can go back and listen to the last 4 episodes where I discuss how to get in contact with the present moment. Today, I want to go a little deeper into that idea and an aspect of present moment awareness that focuses on yourself as the context of your life. Self as context is the process essentially of making contact with your observing self, or the part of you that's able to notice your thoughts, feelings, and actions in any given moment. The observing self notices that you're having thoughts or a bodily sensation. The observing self isn't judging. It's been there your whole life. It's seen everything that you've experienced. In acceptance and commitment therapy, it's really considered that transcendent aspect of ourselves. It's the part of you that allows you to be mindful. And it's possible to be free from tightly held beliefs about yourself as well. If you find yourself describing your life as, well, I've never been good at that, or I'm always terrible at that, those are thoughts that you're fused to. And tapping into yourself as context allows you to observe thoughts for just what they are. They're only thoughts. I want to invite you to consider opposites. The Roman god Janus was multifaceted, and he had several faces. He inspired a process called the Janus process, where we look at opposites. We can look at ideas that are contradictory, concepts that seem diametrically opposed, and we can explore images simultaneously that just don't seem to go together. What happens when we use the Janus process is that we can produce new identities for ourselves in the moment or ongoing. Creative people have used this process of looking at opposites since long before the Roman god Janus was developed. Even Einstein, who so eloquently describes his creative and scientific process, used this idea. And he described that he used it in creating his theories around relativity. And he said the thoughts that inspired the connections in his brain was when he attempted to hold the same ideas in his head at once, such as contradictory ideas. And he gave an example of, could a man be at rest while also falling? And he started to explore ideas about being in motion and being at rest. Artists and poets have described this as well, and we all relate so much to inward or outward tension and ambivalence in literature and poetry and theater. For example, the wish to change and grow, as well as the wish to stay the same. There's internal pressures, such as tension between resentment and gratitude, between loving someone while simultaneously being very angry at them. These complexities and opposites are a fundamental aspect of our human experience. They're just a part of our lives, and they're essential for understanding ourselves and others. And the act of holding two contradictory ideas in our head at the same time is the hallmark of intellectual thinking. Can you hold your child's perspective and your own? Can you hold your partner's perspective and your own? The idea of being able to hold your own complex contradictions without judgment is a very powerful place to be. If you made a list of how you would most like to spend your time, and I encourage you to do this, I would hypothesize that the things you most love doing are activities that get you into that state of flow, that allow you to make contact with the present moment and see yourself as part of the context. The activity is just the context that you're engaged in. If you do make this list, I encourage you to schedule these activities. Make them happen for yourself. Art, of course, is an ideal way to cultivate flow. And there's an abundance of research about adolescents most prefer the activities that give them flow, art and sports. It holds the same for us. When we move, we dance, we exercise. All those things are part of being in the flow. If you're not used to making art on a regular basis, I want to encourage you to find flow by sticking with it. And what I mean is that you stay with each art piece a little longer than you might think you can, and staying with it, especially when you start to judge your art. I know that an art piece and my writing is almost done when I start to dislike it and think it doesn't make any sense. And I know that I'm very close. I know not to stop at that point where it seems confusing to me. I know to keep going. I want to give you an art idea. This is a very powerful technique that will allow you to use the idea of flow and opposites and thinking about that Roman god Janus and the multi faces. This is a very interesting exercise for expanding your creative thought. First, I want you to generate a long list of opposite words or concepts for inspiration. And we do this as a brainstorm to warm your mind up. It's essential in a brainstorm to make your list without judgment. Withhold judgment and just brainstorm, because in that process where you withhold any judgment, creativity starts to flow. Here's some examples of what might go on your list. Hot and cold, inspired and dull, action and inaction, love and hate, appreciation and jealousy, movement and rest. And you can try out opposite feelings that you might have or opposite experiences you have. It might be the kindness in humanity and the cruelty of humanity. It's completely unnecessary to try and find a perfect pair of opposites. Just see what comes up. And I suggest making a list of about 25. And choose one that seems interesting to you or gives you a little zing of interest. And then I want you to move to your art supplies. You can divide your paper or canvas in half and create images of opposites. You can use opposite colors. You can use different types of lines or materials. Another fun way to explore this would be through magazine collage. And by using images that we find in magazines, we can add more ideas to our original thoughts and get even more creative. Sometimes we're unsure why we pick an image, and then when we have it on our paper and start to explore, it makes more and more sense. When you're done making your art, here's the question I want you to ask yourself. How can I learn about myself from these opposites? How can I learn about myself using these opposites? I would love to hear what you do with this idea. If you share your art on social media, you can tag me on Instagram or Facebook at Dr. Amy Backos, and feel free to message me. I would love to hear what came up for you. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Now that you know about how to use your creativity, What will you create? Want more? Subscribe to the Modern Creative Woman digital magazine. It's absolutely free and it comes out once a month. And I know you can get a lot out of the podcast and the digital magazine. Yet when you're ready to take it to the next level, I want you to know you have options inside the membership. And if you're interested in a private consultation, please feel free to book a call with me. Even if you just have some questions, go ahead and book a call. My contact is in the show notes, and you can always message me on Instagram. Do come find me in the Modern Creative Woman on Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest at Dr. Amy Backos. If you like what you're hearing on the Modern Creative Woman podcast, I want to give you the scoop on how you can support the podcast. You can be an ambassador and share the podcast link with three of your friends. You can be a community supporter by leaving a 5-star review if you think it's worth the 5 stars. And you can become a gold star supporter for as little as $3 a month. All those links are in the show notes. Remember to grab your free copy of the 21-Day Gratitude Challenge. The link is in the show notes, and you can find it at moderncreativewoman.com. Have a wonderful week, and I cannot wait to talk with you in the next episode.